for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hello, it is I, Victoria, your DM. And we are here, back on track, and we are on our new network. And we're thrilled to be a member of Fable and Folly. So thank you for having us, everyone. We really appreciate it. Okay, y'all. Are you ready? We don't have that many episodes left until the end. There's probably about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? Maybe 8 episodes left? And then we're done this at, or maybe a bit more. It all really depends. But oh my gosh, this has been such a time. Such a time. I can't believe that we started this nearly 4 years ago. And we're just wrapping this campaign up. Wow! Thank you for listening. All right, let's get to it.
The Broads have made the trek from Erling to Imamar. They've relayed Hethrani messages to the Iron General, and now they are to make their way to the Vremyani stronghold. Where they performed that ritual that started it all. Who will they meet along the way? You're listening to The Broadswords.
Starring Kristen Flemons as Yulari's Roaringhorn, our wizard witch.
I'd say we're catching up, but that's not how time works.
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, our high elf bard.
And then I just turn around and wink at you.
And as Maypri, our lovable tiefling barbarian, we've got B. Zelda.
I'm also very tired, but please, I'll stay awake for this.
And then there's me, Victoria Rogers, your DM. Welcome, everyone. We have a guest today.
Yay!
And it's a familiar voice, a voice that has played two different characters on our show, and it was a long time ago, and I am super, super, super excited to have this person back. So welcome, 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 Christine.
Hi there. Yeah, it's been a long time. It's what been since the end of season one for even Yelbruna. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been
a minute.
I can't believe we've been doing this for this long.
No.
It feels long and it doesn't at the same time. Like it's just time is a weird, confusing spaghetti ball.
Oh, time flies. We're just about to celebrate our 4th anniversary of Heroes of the Hydean Way, and I had to take a step back. It's like, what?
Wow. Congratulations on 4 years. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Hopefully we'll be at four. Well, of course we'll be at 4 years.
Approximately next year.
Yeah, we'll be at 4 years in like a few months.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, in the fall. October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Heck. So that's...
Woo-wee. Hey, you're not far behind.
No.
That's scary. I'd say we're catching up, but that's not how time works.
All right. We left off with you talking to the Iron General about where you need to go next. You walked down the stairs and made your way toward the harbor.
Yeah.
I thought that we were going to spend the night at the barracks, I believe.
Yeah, I think the Iron General directed us to the barracks. And then set off for the
harbor in the morning. Yeah.
Okay. So you have a rest. You're finally, your long
Yes.
It's been like spell slots.
6 episodes.
However, before.
Wait, no, don't take this from me. Okay, go ahead, Mipri.
Mipri's going to hang out in like the like lounge area or like where like most of the soldiers kind of chill and just try to learn some information about the Iron General. Like how like what's the diameter of her biceps? How many arm wrestling competitions has she won?
Because that is just general information that people just talk about for you to listen into.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that doesn't happen because no one just talks about people's bicep diameter.
But Mabry makes a lot of people feel uncomfortable by trying to extract this information.
You're just sitting around listening for it?
I mean, she would go up and ask the odd person. But, you know, it's really just like, they've got to be talking about how amazing she is. Like, did they not see how the sun glittered off of their armor? Just, and those arms. So, like, half reminiscing out loud and half kind of, like, trying to coax the odd soldier. Like, so, like, have you seen her without her armor? Like, how strong is she?
I think that Keela, as Mabry starts to talk about this, Keela is starting to like get a little interested in listening in, not because she wants to arm wrestle, but because she loves buff women. So she would also like to see her, you know, without all the armor on, just so she can see her arms.
Oh yeah, she is great. She can take on most soldiers here.
Tell me more. I'm also very tired, but please, I'll stay awake for this.
Yeah, you're exhausted.
So exhausted. Like, my eyes are drooping, like, my head is nodding, but, like, I really want to listen.
They regale you with tales of the Iron General's feats of strength and their ability to win brawls and wrestling tournaments. And you fall asleep. Your eyes droop to these tales of how wonderful and strong and great the Iron General is, and how well the Iron General has been trying to keep up morale in a time when morale is really low. It is the next day. You're fed. It's nothing exciting. Just some porridge. No honey and spices in it this time around. It's just straight up porridge.
Honestly, after being on the road so long, I think the straight up porridge tastes kind of good compared to what we've been eating.
Yeah, I haven't really been clear on the origins of what we're eating, so this is wonderful.
I do think, like, Anton, when we were traveling with Anton before he got sucked into another dimension, had packed a bunch of stuff, so... We were probably
it was
just
rations.
Yeah, mooching rations off. But yeah, no, porridge is A-okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm pretty well rested. I did wake up in a pool of my own drool on the table, and my back is a little bit hurt, but I have not slept like that in a long time.
And you make your way to the harbor?
Yeah.
We do.
You make it to the harbor. It is not as busy as you would expect a harbor of a capital city of a nation to be. There aren't a lot of ships in the harbor. It's mostly fishing boats and smaller water vehicles. It is nothing, because this is on a lake, so there aren't great big ships that sail the seas. These are much more diminutive.
Eularius regards all of them with suspicion.
And you see an interesting thing happening on the water.
Okay.
What is Cowan up to?
We open on a shot of Lake Ashane, the normally still waters, dark and rippling. A fur-lined boot enters our shot, and then another, but they don't disturb the water. Our camera travels up to see a human in their mid-20s, maybe 5.5 feet tall, with brown eyes, tan skin, and dark hair that runs down their back in a simple ponytail. Cowan holds a wooden staff with no ornamentation, and has a leather satchel hanging at their side. They are wearing leather pants, a simple white linen shirt, layered with an open forest green vest with some gold thread embroidery, and is wearing very fine fur-lined boots, no furs, scarves, or cloaks visible at all. Cowan closes their eyes and begins to focus. They utter a chant under their breath, and over the course of the next few minutes, kneel atop the water, pressing a hand, fingers splayed out atop the surface. When they open their eyes, they are glowing a bright blue. The whole world seems muted somehow, all except for Cowan and a bright glowing form rising up out of the water like a creature made from it. Ashane, I am Tethruni Cowan. I was hoping we might have a word.
And you feel a sentient rush through you. And they aren't so much as words as emotions. And the emotion you're feeling is curiosity.
So this is the commune spell. So I have three questions that can be answered with yes, no, or like an uncertainty. No, it definitely doesn't have to be in words. And with that curiosity, Cowan is going to ask their first question. Do the betrayer's demons lie below your depths?
You feel a sense of cold, a sense of old, ancient coldness.
Are the waters to the Vremori stronghold clear of obstruction?
You feel danger.
And the last one is, may we have permission to cross so that we might cleanse you of this corruption?
You feel a warmth flow through you.
Thank you. Then the glow fades, the world comes back into color, and Cowan rises to their feet. And the three of you have all witnessed at least the walking out onto the water and the kneeling and seeming to be almost in a trance for a while before standing back up.
I think Eularius is just sort of like grabbing Keela's hands, being like, is that new? Were they walking on water before? And she looks like a little like starstruck, honestly.
Yeah, I don't remember them either walking on or talking to water. I think that they've been working hard while we've been gone.
Working out, yeah.
That's when we get like the close in view and we see like the title card, like Cowan, level 10 grave cleric.
Strength pose.
I need to know right now, are they buff?
Cowan, I think, is pretty buff. What, Cowan's got a 16 strength for a cleric.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely checking out their arms right now and like nodding a little bit and looking at Eularius and then turning to Cowan and nodding a bit.
Do any of you call out to them, or are you just gossiping as they start to turn around?
Hello, hi. Oh my word, that was so cool. Can you teach me how to walk on water? Cowan, hello, we're over here.
Hi there. It's been a while.
And it's been so long.
They're going to start walking back across the lake and will pull themselves back up onto the dock.
Great. Wow. I will let you know that Ylaris also has a tiny baby goat in armor in a baby Bjorn on her chest. Just so that that's a visual that you have
okay.
in your head.
Okay, I've heard some tales of Ylaris Jr., but my first time experiencing it.
Little hoofs sticking straight out. Yeah.
I think we have a moment as Colin is looking over the three of you, kind of noting the changes in the same way that you have for them. And their eyes settle on the goat last. And then they're actually going to ask, who's the new recruit?
Oh, yes. Lovely to see you again, Cowan. this is Ylaris Jr., and no, I did not name her.
I named her. I think it's fitting. Look at them together.
I will say that is adorable.
Ylaris Jr.'s little hoof at you.
Colin will actually walk over, extend a hand, take the hoof, and shake it.
Okay. I think Ylaris is blushing.
Hmm. What brings the three of you down here?
Boat ride!
Oh. With you?
You know, end of the world stuff, as usual.
Are you the VIPs?
I mean, we're definitely peas.
What?
Kila, what? You need to work on that one a little bit more. Yeah. That one needs some workshopping. Hmm.
Are you okay? The two of you look rather flushed at the moment.
It's just been,
it's warm out. Long
journey.
Sun.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm so thirsty right now.
Oh, I think I got a little bit of water on me.
Just drip it into your mouth.
Rings out their cloak.
Well, if it's the three of you I'm going to be escorting, then this will be a much easier trip than I was thinking. I was worried going to be some kind of bureaucrat, maybe a general.
We met the Iron General. She seems effective.
Oh, yeah. She's got great arms.
Right? They seem so strong. Oh, gosh. What do you think the diameter is of her biceps?
Oh, I'm not the type to think about measuring such things. I'd see maybe a... Sorry, I'm trying to think of like fruit. What's a good sizable fruit for comparison?
Watermelon.
Mango?
So I'd say those muscles are at least cantaloupes, right?
Ooh, that's pretty impressive. Right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. So what boat are we taking? Is it a nice boat? Is it a rickety boat? Do we have to bail water out of it with a pail?
Could we not take a boat?
Well, we could walk, but it'd take an awful long time. Boat would be faster and probably safer.
Boats? Safer?
Yeah.
What are the chances of water monsters?
High.
That's not the answer I was hoping for.
Shane was telling me there's something down below. I don't know exactly what, but I don't got a good feeling about it.
Do I recognize that name, Shane?
It's the lake.
I think we all know it.
It's the lake, right. Yes.
It's just normally referred to as Lake Ashane, not Ashane.
Just Ashane. Yeah, okay.
You're on a first name basis with the lake?
Yeah, we just had a conversation.
Whoa.
Well, the spirit of the lake, if you want to get technical.
Are you anticipating us leaving promptly? Like this morning?
As soon as you all are ready.
Would you mind could we just sit down for 10 minutes? I'd just like to do a little something to make sure that we can breathe.
But by all means, I was actually thinking about doing the same thing, but to make sure you all can't sink below the waves, but we can do it either way.
Great minds. Up to you.
Might as well do both. Can't be too careful.
Right. Perhaps a joint ritual then.
We could give it a shot.
Ylaris will look around for a decent place to like sit everyone down and take the 10 minutes to cast water breathing as a ritual.
And Colin will do the same thing with water walk, which will affect everybody. So for the next hour, you can't go below the water.
Okay, sweet. That's an hour. Water breathing is 24 hours. So
yeah,
at least once water walk wears off, we're still undrownable.
Yes. So you will not. You can move across water, acid, mud, snow, quicksand, and lava as if it were harmless, solid ground. However,
I want to walk across lava.
If it's lava, you still take damage from the heat.
Okay. Okay. Fair.
Cool. What does this joint ritual look like?
It's probably pretty awkward, honestly.
I was thinking the same thing as you have, what, an intelligence caster and a wisdom caster?
Yeah, totally. And, like, Yularius is... I think Cowan is probably the only person Yularius has ever had a crush on. And she's not good at it. And so, like, all of a sudden is, like, super awkward and, like, bumping into things and, like, putting things, like, in the wrong spot. And it maybe takes longer than the usual 10 minutes because she forgets some of the words and actually has to, like, go look through her journal. And pretty hilariously awkward.
Meanwhile, Cowan seems, if anything, more confident than ever. They just sort of plant their staff on the ground. They don't need to reference anything. They just begin to utter the spell, essentially asking the probably Ashane again for like permission to be able to walk across, across their surface, and we'll cast that magic out.
Okay. What is Maypri and Keela doing for this 15 minutes or so?
I would like to challenge Maypri to a game of rock, paper, scissors.
My only request is that whoever loses has to put Yularius Jr. on the water to test if it works.
Oh, yeah, I will extend that protection to Yularius Jr.
Oh, yeah. Just drop the goat and see what happens.
I don't want to drop the goat, so I better win this.
Okay.
I'm having trouble focusing here. Can you two keep it down? Rearrange my pieces of reeds and straw again.
Oh, heck. I think I lost.
Should we do some sort of roll to see who wins? We can just assume it's like a best of three.
Okay.
Do you want to do like a straight
D20? I mean, you can just do rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, we have cameras. You can do it
Well, you just go 1, 2, 3 and then state it out loud.
Okay.
I can narrate it.
Okay.
Ready? Rock.
Tracy coming in with a strong start. Confident hand movement.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors.
And it's a tie.
Okay. Again.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. What? Well, one more.
If we do it the same again, then I would think that we both lose and we have to do this together.
This is exactly what Keela and Maypri are doing. Like, every single time is a tie.
For about 15 minutes long.
Yes.
Okay, we're on the 15 minutes. Let's do this. Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh,
yay!
And Keela emerges victorious.
And Maypri did rock.
Oh, dear. Best of like 142.
How about that? We stopped counting after 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I think that should suffice. All right. Did you have a vessel already picked out, Cowan?
There are two vessels.
Yeah. I did.
Don't tell me we have to pick one again.
I thought about it for a long time.
There are, in fact, two vessels. They fit each 2 to 3 people plus your gear. Think of like the size of boats that in Lord of the Rings, right before Boromir died.
Also, like
the ones that they boats. Take from. Forest. From Galadriel.
Lothlorien. Yeah, yes. These are more like rowboats. So that also means we're going to need to split up. We need to take both.
Yeah.
I think I know what Yularius wants.
Cowan is just going to go down to one of the boats and step onto it. I think there's already a small like supply satchel already in the kind of tucked underneath it. Otherwise, Cowan, as before, has no backpack, no bedroll. Seemingly, is carrying very very little on their person.
Which boat do you want to be in, Keela?
I'm already walking onto the other boat, and then I just turn around and wink at you.
Beat red. She'll get onto the boat with Cowan. Mm.
Is Yularius Jr. also coming onto the boat then?
Yes.
Okay.
We gave her back after we tested that we do in fact not fall into the water.
Maypri?
Oh yeah, jumping on with Keela, probably rocking the boat a little bit.
Now, Yolarius, you seemed a little bit frazzled when you were casting your spell earlier. If you want to rest, I'll handle the rowing for the time being.
Oh yeah, I'd appreciate that. Thank you, Cowan. We've had some close calls with boats over the past little while. They just make me a little nervous, I suppose.
Maypri, will you romantically row me too?
Yes. Will you serenade me with the drums?
Yes, splash them.
What? Hey!
We're talking business.
Splash someone if you have water walk on? Like, ooh, does your hand break the water?
You can't sink underneath the water.
Huh.
So I think it's like you try and you just hit what feels like a solid surface is like hitting the ground.
Oh, no. I'm gonna like fish a seashell out of my my pouch so that I can scoop water with the seashell to splash them.
Hey,
if I had actually, I mean, if we're on boats, I might spend the next 10 minutes casting Unseen Servant as a ritual so that I could get the Unseen Servant to splash.
Wow.
I support this endeavor.
Okay. And you row out from the pier and into the Lake Ashane, off on your adventure to the Vremyani stronghold.
Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time on the 19th. That's July 19th for our next episode. And we will continue our journey with Cowan at the helm of Yolari's heart. Was that cheesy? I think that was really cheesy, but I'm keeping it. I'm going to keep that. All right. Well, we'll see you next time.
Just putting on some chapstick because my lips are really dry. Yay, Blistex.
I love it.
Come on.
Yeah, be a sponsor for us.
I like how it makes my lips tingle.
Oh.
I suddenly became hyper conscious of the fact that I have no chapstick or Blistex within arm's reach of me.
Same.
I
started
this
daydream.
This
about
coconut
all the
one
spots
from a local company called Parkdale Butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's super cute.
Very it nice. Is. That's a nice label on it.
I know. And I have to moisten my lips too.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to drink water.
So I already had something on mine. I was trying to be a little presentable because I thought my camera was going to work.
That like 30 seconds where your camera worked was really nice to see your face. So.
Oh, thank you. But otherwise I would have been like still in pajamas and like not.
I mean, if you're still in pajamas, it still would be really nice to see your face. Yeah. So
yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
This is one of the first days in a long time that I have not just like shifted between night pajamas to day pajamas to night pajamas to day pajamas. I have an actual
day pajamas
shirt
are
on.
A great idea. Oh, I never thought of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Christine, you and I could talk. all I do now.
Same.
Yeah.
See, I'm still going into work, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, I'm working from home, so I just shift from night pajamas to day pajamas. Yeah. And this is really bad, but my night pajamas were just my previous day's pajamas.
That's fair.
I mean,
I think I call it legit.
Yeah, just rotate through. Really, the only difference between my night pajamas and my day pajamas is that I sleep very warm, so I need to have shorts. So I just transition like sleeping shorts to sweatpants to sleeping shorts again to sweatpants. Sometimes the shirt stays the same for several rounds of this. Anyway, are we doing a podcast or are we just
this is a podcast. This is the kind of content the listeners have come for.
Exactly.
It's relatable, I think, in this day and age.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.